USA Radio News.
Violent crime is on the rise in big cities across the U.S., and Oregon Governor Kate Brown is using executive clemency to allow criminals to be released early from prison. Now Governor Brown is being sued by two district attorneys and the families of three murder victims. In Portland, police statistics show 85 homicides in 2021, up from 57 in 2020. There were 36 homicides in 2019 and 26 the year before that. Pfizer and BioNTech scientists are testing an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. The company said there would be three trials examining different regimens of the current Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for an Omicron-based vaccine. Health officials have described the Omicron variant as fast-spreading, but with less severe symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The people of Ukraine are preparing for the worst.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we are ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge granted a stay and an appeal over mask mandates in New York, keeping the rule in effect during the legal process, according to the state attorney general. On Monday, a judge had struck down the state's mask mandate 1 week before it was set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A study is in the books regarding COVID-19 and natural immunity.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Coast Guard is continuing its search Tuesday night for 39 people missing for several days after a boat believed to be used for human smuggling capsized off Florida's coast en route from the Bahamas. The Maritime Security Agency tweeted that a Good Samaritan called the Coast Guard early Tuesday after rescuing a man clinging to the boat 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. The man said he was part of a group of people who left an island in the Bahamas on Saturday night. He said the boat capsized in severe weather. Veteran anchor and reporter Brian Williams recently turned down an offer to anchor CBS Evening News, according to a new report. Williams announced late last year he would leave NBC after nearly three decades with the company. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.